Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Wrap it up at 6 a.m. Wake Up Mix. Good morning, everybody. The Taco Tuesday, 6:25, August 12th. 2025, you're waking up with the Bill and Jessica Show.
Good morning. Mostly sunny today. Slight chance for a passing rain shower or a thunderstorm. Highs in the upper 80s.
How you doing today, Jess?
Really good. How about you?
Doing great. Doing great. It's Taco Tuesday. We're live. Bill and Jessica Show TV up on a Power TikTok. Make sure to watch us live here in the studio every weekday morning at Power 101.7 FM. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. Before we give you the rundown, let's hook you up with Wilmington Blue Rock tickets.
Let's do it.
We have a lot of them. All right. So let's go. We got to, hook you up with some tickets for Saturday night. We also have Sunday tickets as well. Family four packs of tickets, Wilmington Blue Rocks, Frawley Stadium. All right. First up, we got Kent and Sussex night, and that's on Saturday. We're going to be out there. Again, Kent and Sussex County Appreciation Night, baseball, ballpark treats, hometown pride. If you want a family four pack of tickets for Saturday, text in baseball right now. Sunday afternoon, you want more. Family four packs of tickets. Check in right now and text in baseball. All right. So you get to pick either night, Saturday or Sunday.
Good. Okay.
So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, it's a lot of fun. Okay. Wilmington Blue Rocks, beautiful stadium, Frawley Stadium right there in Wilmington. Again, text in the word baseball. And if you're a Philly fan, you'll really like this because they play the team that it represents the Phillies, the Blue Claws. All right, so
very nice.
Let's go. 302-858-5117, and we'll hook you up with a family four-pack of tickets. A lot of stuff for you coming up this morning. We do have a 47 ABC update on the way. We also have Jessica's Celebrity Buzz. We got sports right after 7 o'clock. I'm ready to travel with Red Roof. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to get you on the hotline. You let us know where you're ready to travel. We'll hook you up with a two-night stay to any Red Roof. We've been doing that. Also this morning, we have phone checks with Clarissa Jenkins. Gerald from Price Slashers going to be in studio after 8 o'clock. All right, we got that 8 o'clock coffee mix. And then Gerald from Price Slashers in Dagsboro going to be in studio talking about they got some furniture, kitchen appliances, bathroom appliances they have in the warehouse. And they're slashing the prices on them. All right, so looking forward to talking to him. In the meantime, while you guys are texting in baseball to get hooked up, let's do this right here.
Say what? Crazy. Here's what's trending.
We set the trend
on Power 101.7.
All right, so there's an app that allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding. I don't know if you've heard about this before or not.
That's funny.
But
sell tickets.
I know a few months back there was a story in the news about a couple selling tickets to their wedding.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
They were trying to charge.
Would you go? Are you into that?
Probably not.
An app.
Probably
they sell
not.
Sell tickets and you buy tickets to go.
To go to the wedding.
I mean, you don't even want to go anyway. So you're really not going if you have to buy a ticket.
Hold on a minute. Is it open bar? Is it open bar at the reception? Does that include the reception?
Is that included?
We might have to figure out about these tickets.
Let's just entertain it. How much is a ticket? Does it say?
Does not say.
Is it 50 a person?
Well, I'm sure there,
per person?
I'm sure there's different prices, and I'm sure it's up on the app.
Wow, different prices, different tiers.
Different tiers. Yes. Yeah, different
depending
tiers.
Depending on your meal and which drink package you'd like and all that.
Different tiers. And the drink package. Yeah, yes, they're selling the drink package. Yeah.
All the things.
Apparently, though, it's not all for just friends and family. Apparently, they have them like open to the public. So on sale to strangers. So maybe there is different tiers. Okay. Now, the idea is that it can reduce cost and random people can attend. You know, they want
fun. Cool.
A date night, social event to go to. You know, weddings are always fun, right?
This is great. I don't ever see you doing that.
Hey, what do you want to do? Let's go to a wedding.
Let's go to a wedding.
Yeah. Download that old app. Download that app.
What are you doing tonight? Going to a wedding?
Who? I don't know.
Right.
Got them on sale.
Married. No idea.
We should give just tickets away. We should buy a bunch of tickets and give them away on the air. Yeah. That'll be the next big prize that we give away. Forget a concert. We're hooking you up with wedding tickets.
Wedding tickets.
A poll found 24% of Americans are estranged from at least one sibling. But many are willing to reconcile. The top reason siblings are strange are personality conflicts, also lies and betrayal, and the person is just too manipulative. Mm. Wow, interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the end of an era. Yes, saw the story yesterday. AOL announced that they're discontinuing their dial-up service next month. America Online is how a lot of people first accessed the internet in the 1990s. But it's comically slow now at just 54 kilobits per second. And apparently they're discontinuing their dial-up service as of next month.
Wow. So let's see, the dial-up service, does that have anything to do? I have a friend who still has her name, and it says at AOL.com.
I have people who have that email. You know, I mean, tons of people I know have that email. So I don't. Think it's the email.
All right, so that should be fine.
You should be able to keep your email.
Yeah.
It's having the actual,
yes,
you know,
like the service.
Like,
okay.
Like you sit down at the computer and you dial up. I'm getting online.
I used to love hearing that.
Don't pick the phone up. Yeah, don't pick the phone up.
Wow.
So they're unplugging the dial-up internet service after 30 years.
I used to leave here and I would go home and check my answering machine and dial up.
I almost spit my coffee
and
out.
Dial up.
Check your answer machine and then.
Yeah. Yep. We had a small area with a desk.
Hang up. I'm online.
Yeah, we had a little area set up.
Yeah.
I remember it all.
That's old school right there.
Mm-hmm. I would rewind like the tape.
First off, you're checking the answer machine.
Yeah.
Then you're dialing into AOL.
Yes. All the things.
Then you're rewinding the tape.
Yes. I would do it all. Yeah.
So that's what you did yesterday?
Yep. Yes.
I didn't ask you what you did yesterday, yes. Jess.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, but AOL. Wrapping her up.
All right.
Crazy. Mm. Someone on Reddit asked people who work at concert venues to name the weirdest things fans have left behind.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The list includes a prosthetic leg filled with mini liquor bottles.
Oh, boy.
Also,
oh my,
an uneaten burrito in an old shoe.
Ugh.
And a wig with a pile of raw broccoli.
What?
Like inside of it.
Raw broccoli?
A 51-year-old man in Tennessee shot his wife last month. And while he was driving her to the hospital, he stopped for a beer on the way. I mean, he had to get a beer
in Tennessee
on the way. Here are a few good news stories that are trending. Lifeguards at a public pool in Ohio left their post to save two people from drowning in a nearby stream.
Oh, my God.
Also, a groom in Alabama spent months learning sign language so he could surprise his new in-laws during his vows. Both of them are hearing impaired.
Oh, my gosh.
So he learned sign language to surprise them. Plus, he didn't know if anybody on the app would, like, purchase tickets to his wedding and who had to, read sign language.
Stop it.
He just didn't know. And a travel site, View from the Wing, gave a half-hearted pitch for why the middle seat are the best on airplanes.
You think?
Okay, I don't. But apparently.
All right, so they're trying to push it.
This travel site said the middle is the best. They say that you get both armrests.
Mm-hmm.
Airlines sometimes offer rewards to middle seaters as well.
Oh.
You get partial benefits of the window and the aisle seats.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah, maybe.
I don't really know if I'm sold on it.
And apparently it doubles your chances of making new friends.
No, thanks.
Because then you get to talk to the person on the right.
No. No, we have enough friends.
And then you and then you talk to the person on the left. Yeah, enough talking. I'm not into all the talking.
No, we're good. We're good.
6:34, it's a Bill and Jessica show. We got a 47 ABC update next. Hey, what's up, guys?